It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by the new superintendent of schools for Tuolumne County, Kathy Parker. Superintendent Parker, congratulations on the new position and welcome to the show.
Thank you, BJ.
So you took the oath of office earlier this month. Margie Bulkin was the most previous superintendent of schools. Before that, it was Joe Silva for many years. So for those who aren't familiar with you as the new superintendent, tell us about your background.
Well, I have been serving as the deputy superintendent for the last few years at the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools office, and I had the pleasure of joining that team when Joe Silva was superintendent, and then, of course, staying on through Margie Bulkin's term of office. Prior to that, I actually started in 1992 by moving up to Tuolumne County and working for a season at the Miwok Ranger Station. I had already achieved the great honor of earning a bachelor's degree, and I was looking for what my next direction was going to be, and I had thought about pursuing teaching. And at the end of that season in 92, somebody told me about an opening at Pinecrest School as a school secretary and instructional aide, and I applied and I received that position. Now, at that time, Pinecrest School was actually overseen by the Columbia Union School District. I'm not sure if a lot of people know that. And a few years later after that, it transferred over to the Twain Hart School District. And at that point, I was school secretary. I was also an instructional aide. I was also tapped to drive the bus up in that area. And so we had a small little passenger bus, and I would drive that bus and pick up all the students up there, go back into school, continue on my position as school secretary and instructional aide, and then take the kids home. And then also at that point, I decided to go back and get my teaching credential. And after doing that for a year, I received my first teaching position at Curtis Creek School, where I stayed for many years as a science teacher in first elementary grades and then in the junior high position. And a few years into teaching, quite a few years into teaching, I was asked to finish a grant project that was going on at the San Joaquin County Office of Education. And that was a grant that was a regional grant. It involved school districts through Stanislaus and San Joaquin counties, in addition to our own county in Calaveras and Amador. So I was going there for about half a year to finish that grant. We received another grant while I was there, so they asked me to stay on, and I stayed on there for a few years. Leaving teaching was never my intention. It happened, and while I was down there, I received my administrative services credential. I also was able to complete my, I have a master's in education and administration, and then I was also able to continue on and earn my master's of science and geosciences, which is what I was initially teaching. When I came back to Tuolumne County a few years ago, I started in the county office working under Margie Bulkin's direction. I was working on a few grant opportunities, and then I was asked to stay on in the role of assistant superintendent, then eventually associate superintendent, then deputy superintendent. And then last June, the voters of Tuolumne County gave me their confidence and voted me into the office of superintendent. So that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, before today, I had no idea your full background, and it's great you got to see all those various different levels of education. I have to imagine that that helps you in your job as superintendent.
I think it does. It gives me a perspective of what it feels like to have decisions imposed on you. I sometimes feel like we feel like that as administrators, that the state imposes some decisions on us, that maybe they're not thinking through the entire ramification and impact. And so I've always tried to keep my perspective of how would this impact me as a bus driver, as a school secretary, as an instructional aide, as a teacher, when decisions are made by administration. So I try to keep that same perspective, even in my new role.
Was there something that really drew you to education as a career early on, would you say?
I think it was a lot to do with the teachers that I had experienced in my life. And my education was actually provided to me by the state of West Virginia. I grew up in West Virginia, born in California, 4 years old, moved back to West Virginia. And those teachers that I encountered were very supportive of me, especially one in particular. His name was, I'll never forget him, Mr. Walling. He was a science teacher. And we had a very small class, the way the schedule had worked. One of the things that he implemented with us was computer science. And that was an RS-80, I believe it was called. It was from Radio Shack. And we had to tell the rest of the building when we were going to turn on the computers, because it would blow out the whole entire wing of electricity, would blow out the circuit. But he wanted to try something new, something different. He really was patient with us, learning alongside with us how to do computer programming. And I think that was my first interest in, I want to do this for other people, what he did for me. And as I got older and started exploring what I wanted to do, I really wanted to make an impact in people's lives in that same way, give them lots of opportunities and options. And I saw that teaching was the way to do that. And so initially I was pursuing a law degree to kind of do that same work through the lens of a law degree, and as being an attorney. However, teaching is interacting with children is much more rewarding than standing in a courtroom, I would imagine. And so my natural inclination was to go back into the teaching field.
Kathy Parker is our guest on this weekend's Motherlode View. She is the new Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. Superintendent Parker, for those who aren't familiar, your position, Superintendent of Schools, what does it all entail?
Well, County Superintendent in most of our counties throughout the state is an elected position, and that is true in Tuolumne County as well. And so, as an elected official, I am accountable to the voters. And so, in 4 years, the voters will come back to the polls and will decide whether or not they approve of the job that I do, and decide to vote me in or go into a different direction. So, a county superintendent, contrary to what some people think, is we do not direct the actions of the districts, the 11 districts that are located in Tuolumne County. Instead, we provide support and oversight. One of the areas of oversight that is very important that was provided to county schools offices was the passage of AB 1200, which is the budgetary oversight that occurs with districts on an annual basis. So districts will submit a budget to the county office. We will review those budgets and make sure that not only can they meet their obligations for their expenditures and the revenues in that current year, but also a total of 3 years, so that we can ensure that there is fiscal solvency there. We do that at the budgetary cycle, which is they're due by July 1. We do it again at first interim, which has just happened. They submit a second interim in the spring, and we repeat the cycle. So that's a huge piece that goes along with a county superintendent position that is very different from a district superintendent position. The other piece that we do is provide oversight under SB 97, which is the new accountability funding formula called Local Control Funding Formula, LCFF. And under that, all districts were given the ability to control the way they wanted to expend their funds. And the ramification of that is districts have to provide every year a local control accountability plan, which is a plan that describes not only what they're spending, but how they're spending it. That plan is accountable to their stakeholders, and we as a county receive that every year along with their budget, and side by side we approve those and make sure that they are compatible with each other. So that's another huge difference that is different from a district superintendent position. In addition, we provide, because we are a small county and we have small districts, we provide a lot of collaborative support services to our districts in technology services, in business services, in training. For example, we have been training and will have finished on Friday training teachers from every school district in how to implement and how to select materials for the new science standards that have been adopted. And that's not typical in most county offices. Usually districts will do that training on their own, but we do try to collaborate and coordinate those services. And so those are the biggest differences, I think, between a district superintendent and a county superintendent in terms of what they the services they provide.
Talking education on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. In a programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined in studio by the recently elected chair of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors for 2019, Carl Rotifer. He'll talk about a two-day retreat that was held this past week at the Rush Creek Lodge in southern Tuolumne County, where the supervisors got together, talked about the past year, and brainstormed ideas for the new year. They also laid out some priorities for 2019. Hear all about that. The goals looking ahead with the new chair of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Carl Rotifer. Again, that's next week on Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment with new Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker, coming up in just a minute.